Thought Bubble Audio.
Hi, and welcome to Supergirl TV Talk. This is the podcast where we talk about the CW's show, Supergirl. I'm Frank, and with me, as always, is Tim.
Hello.
Hey, bud.
How are you?
I'm good. I didn't say CBS again, so we're, you know, it's good.
You're on a good track, finally.
Oh, we're off to a good start here.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're back after a couple weeks of some more summer vacation.
Yeah.
And there's been some news. So we thought we'd just give you a little quick hit here of some of the latest Supergirl news and the stuff we've been talking about, just to give our wonderful listeners a quick hello. Before we dive into it, I want to say a quick thanks to Supergirl.tv, who make this show possible. They're, of course, the great fan site, the best place you're going to find Supergirl news and updates and a big source of a lot of the news we're going to talk about today, actually, on the podcast. So
yeah.
Thanks so much to those guys. Check them out at Supergirl TV site on Twitter or Supergirl.tv on the web. We do want to thank them for making the podcast possible. So we have Superman.
Yes.
Tyler Hoechlin.
Is that how you say it?
That's how you say it.
Tyler Hoechlin.
Yeah.
That's like way easier to pronounce than Tyler Hoechlin.
Yep, it is.
Yeah.
It definitely
Hoechlin.
Is. Like quit heckling in the comedy club.
Oh, okay. All right. Cool. Yeah. Tyler Hoechlin. All right. Yeah. Well, there was a publicity still that was released.
Yep.
And a friend of ours sent it to us.
Yes.
And your reaction to it was, that's Photoshopped. That's not real.
So the first photo, the first photo that was officially released of Tyler and Melissa, both in costume, beautiful photo, but it was very touched up.
Yeah.
It was very touched up, and I was like, that might be a photo. Like, until I see it somewhere else, I'm not going to believe it. And then we saw it on Supergirl.tv, and I was like, oh, okay.
So this is real.
So this is real. And it was great. I mean, I love the look of the costume, actually. It was getting kind of a lot of hate online.
Yeah, I think, I don't know if the costume was getting hate. I think was getting hate for the look.
So people thought he was too skinny.
Yeah, well, my reaction to that before we even talk about the set photos but I don't think people understand the amount of work that it takes to maintain the size that Henry Cavill does.
Oh, yeah, that physique,
to be in a movie.
Yeah,
like, totally. And also, he's filming for 6 months to look like that.
Right.
Tyler Hoechlin is in 2 episodes.
Right.
Like, he's not going to go through a 6-month regime.
Right. Totally. And also, like, it's kind of like our standards have changed. Like, Henry Cavill is huge. Like, he's in ridiculous shape.
Yeah.
You know, Chris Evans to be Captain America is in ridiculous shape. Or, like, all these guys are in huge.
Right, but they're not in that shape all the time.
They're not. But also, look at, like, people who've played Superman in the past. They're not always that huge. Like, a prerequisite for being...
Henry Cavill is really the biggest one. Because our concept of what an action hero needs to be has changed.
It's changed, exactly. But if you look at Dean Cain as Superman, like, he was muscular. He was in good shape.
Yeah, he was in great shape. But he wasn't
ridiculously huge like that.
He even said himself recently in an interview, he was like, I was really skinny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. That's right. He looked at a photo of himself as Superman. He's like, oh my God, look how skinny I was.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. He said it himself. I think that maybe just the standards have changed. And that's fine. Like, I think people just have this idea that's what a modern superheroes look like, and so a modern audience is going to react that way, I guess.
Yeah.
But I like his look. I don't think he looks too skinny. That didn't even really occur to me until other people said it.
It didn't really occur to me because I've seen him in he was on Teen Wolf, and he was very muscular.
Yeah.
On that, and I think those costumes also, you know, like, you're not like Henry Cavill's suit. Like, accentuates, like, you can't actually see his ribs. I mean, his abs through the suit. Like,
right.
They're
like
fake abs that are overlaid on the thing. Right. And yes, he obviously does have them. We've seen like all this stuff. But I mean, like, but all those suits are padded to look bigger.
Of course.
Than those men and women really are.
Yeah.
So I didn't, but anyway, so that costume came out.
Yeah.
And then we got these set photos, and everyone was like, That is great.
Yeah.
And I saw there was one meme that is like, if you had this set photo, why would you release this stage photo?
I know. Like the set photos are not officially released photos, right? They're from people who are kind of walking by the set and
right,
seeing it.
Of course.
So like I understand, but like I really do think that an un touched photo.
He looked better.
He looked better.
He was, well, I think that publicity photo, I would assume, was taken because they knew he was going to be filming outside and they didn't want their first image of him to be a yeah. set photo. But like, his hair's different.
Yeah.
He's not even clean shaven, mm-hmm. if you notice that. Like,
yeah,
if you look at that,
stubble.
He's got stubble, but not in those set photos.
That's
he's
right.
like, it's
That's
a blank
right.
slate.
So I kind of think that what they maybe would have, well, they would have gotten a better reaction. Let me put it this way. They would have
yeah,
gotten a better
surely.
Reaction if they had gotten had a, you know, some professional photos taken on the set, even somewhat posed.
Right.
You know, with some with the other cast members or what have you. And I think that would have been more satisfying to fans than the photo that they did release. The photo they did release, on the other hand,
it was
is,
nice that it had them both together.
It was nice to have them both together. And it was consistent with kind of the CW's methodology when it comes to, for example, you know, well, the shows that are on now, like Flash and Arrow and going back to Smallville, they did a lot of like super touched up photos.
Yeah.
There were times the covers of half the DVD sets for Smallville are not really Tom Welling's body. They're his face photoshopped on someone else's body.
Really?
Absolutely. Absolutely. A lot of the time, season 7 in particular stands out where he's like, it's like a skinny guy. With his head on it.
That's weird.
There's a few times, there were a few years where they just didn't do a photo shoot and they just photoshopped his head onto his body.
Oh, okay.
So that would be consistent with sort of CW of like, oh, let's photoshop it to death or like really touch it up.
Mm.
And so I kind of feel like that's what they did here because that's what they're used to
that's
doing.
That's what they do.
That's what they
yeah.
do. And maybe they didn't need to. That's, I mean, that's just my
I don't think
thinking.
I don't think they needed to.
I don't think they needed to, but it's I think I find it a little too touched up, but that's not what most people are complaining about. So like my complaint is different.
Your complaint is that it's too photoshopped.
Yeah,
it's
all.
Too touched up. Their yeah. complaint is that he didn't do it for the like it was
right.
Yeah, but that a lot of that seems to have changed with the release of those set photos with him in action.
Yeah.
When everyone took mm-hmm, a look at his mm-hmm. butt, you know, tons of stuff.
There was so much chatter about his butt.
It is rather large.
There was so much conversation about his... There were literally things like, oh, on Krypton, his butt was flat, but on Earth... his superpowers gave him a super butt.
Looks like he can bounce right to Krypton on that butt.
I mean, I guess...
Good for him.
I guess he has
good
a
for
large
him. A lot of squats. Good for him.
A lot
him.
Of squats, yeah.
A lot of squats.
I don't know. I didn't even notice it. And everyone was like, look at his butt. And I was like, oh.
Well, the only reason
yeah.
I noticed it, because I was scrolling through Instagram, and there was one of those, like, it was like a pick stitch. And it was like, it was three images of his butt, and it just got closer every time. So, like, if I was scrolling through it, I probably would have noticed, but it was like clearly some, like it was so man. Funny.
But
good for him. But it was like a 24-hour turnaround where
yes.
everyone was like, he looks dumb.
Yes.
24 hours later, he looks fantastic.
Yeah, it was fast. It was
yeah.
fast. I'm glad those leaks came out. And there have been more and more photos leaking.
Yeah.
From lots of sites that are just based in Vancouver. See, the thing, we're going to get a lot more of this, I think, unless CW really clamps down on it this season, because there's a lot more outdoor shooting and the sets
yep.
are a lot more open in Vancouver than they are in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever they're doing outdoor stuff, it's going to be easier because a lot of the stuff that they shoot in Vancouver is in more of a well-traveled, trafficked,
yeah.
yeah, public space. So you just, by the very nature of it, you get more people walking by, driving by on their way to work or wherever.
Yeah.
And so they're able just to, you know, sneak some photos.
Rarely does that spoil anything, though.
No,
Arrow and Flash have been on for a few seasons now.
Exactly.
And like, I think one thing I remember in the second season, Arrow got spoiled with Deathstroke's army. And
okay.
I remember that. But even then, it was like, it was building to it. It wasn't
yeah.
that big of a deal.
Yeah, I remember things like that happening with Smallville, too, where people would drive by. Or there was actually a train line that went right by where they shot.
Oh, really?
Like the Metropolis backlot was.
Oh.
So people would kind of see, like, oh, they painted the big S on this sign, and it was because, like, the blur left.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
There was stuff like that would happen. So that happens sometimes. But it's pretty, you know, if you don't look at the
if you don't look at the sites, it doesn't, right, yeah,
sites,
right. That's fine. But, you know, like, it's a lot of times just people standing in the street anyway, those
yeah.
pictures. And unless it's a new costume reveal,
yeah,
rarely.
New character or whatever.
Right. Like, Superman being on the show for the first time is a big deal. And so, yeah,
right.
I would like to see those set photos because I know
Me
he's
too.
Coming. So
yeah.
I don't need to even know what he's doing. I just want to look at the costume.
Right.
Speaking
right.
of the costume, let's talk about it.
Yeah.
I'm seeing a lot of New 52 comparisons.
Yep.
You know, that Jim Lee style
mm-hmm.
without the little,
mm-hmm.
without the collar.
Yes, without the collar. No red trunks,
which I think is mandated.
At this point, yeah.
I don't think
yeah.
any of them are allowed trunks.
No, I think that was a decision across the company.
Yeah.
So yeah, that no red trunks. Red boots, though.
Yep, red boots.
Red boots, which I was happy to see. I like the red look belt. Overall. Red belt was interesting, and I like it.
The belt is the only thing that looks like it doesn't belong because it kind of jets out from the rest of his costume. Mm. So, you know, like she's got the gold band that attached the shirt to the skirt.
Right.
I would have liked to have seen something maybe a little more akin to that.
Fair enough.
But I mean, it's two pieces. And so it's an easy way to, you know, hide.
Yep.
The belt is a solid way to hide those.
That's right.
That bit, which is fine. I don't have a problem with any of that.
No, I'm fine with that. I was excited to see that. I was a little, I thought it was interesting that I love the cape. The cape has the yellow highlights on it.
The cape has the yellow.
Yes.
Oh, I didn't, on the back.
Yes.
Oh, I didn't notice that.
Yes. I was excited about that. I saw at least one photo with that on it. So it kind of harkens back to the 90s.
Very nice. Yeah.
But overall, the suit doesn't really look like Supergirl's suit. It's different.
It's the same material.
Same material.
The blue is the same material, but hers has her own spin.
Yeah.
The S is different. He's got the yellow, which it's like that gold looks, not foiled, but it's not a flat color.
Right.
And so there are sections of it that are a little darker than others. Uh-huh. And it stands out very nicely. It almost looks like it detaches.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I couldn't tell. I was trying to look, but you know, sometimes the zippers are pretty obvious. Like your Grant Gustin's flash zipper, it zoops right up and like his chest piece kind of clips off it can zip up and then he clips it back on.
Sure.
And I think the S does something similar.
Really?
I think it like goes up the side. It could just be a seam in the design, but I think it zips almost like up and then around.
Interesting. I didn't notice that. A little closer.
Yeah. Or it could just be in the back. It's hard to tell.
Well, yeah.
But yeah, I really like it. I like the way that his the cape shoulders branch out, where it's actually you know, it's a different material, and the cape kind of attaches to the back of that, which I think is a good idea, because I remember watching behind the scenes documentaries on Lois and Clark when I was a kid,
right?
And that Dean Cain went through like four or five different iterations on how to have that cape.
That's
like,
right. Yeah.
And eventually they settled on like it's a longer material that wraps under his arm, under the costume, which is annoying for him, if anything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so this one, I think, was a good way of getting around that. I like all that. We see some Clark Kent photos too.
That's right, yep.
We see him talking to James, and James is taller than him. So I like that James has been referring to him as the big guy.
That's right.
And James
that's so
is
funny.
Actually bigger than him.
I didn't think about that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The thing with a hulking Clark Kent, if a hulking 6'4 Clark Kent is walking around, it's much more obvious that he's Superman.
Right.
And so if Superman is a clean 6 feet tall, then, you know, it's a little
average
easier.
Average height,
but he's taller because he's Superman. You know what I mean? It's not just
confidence,
and just by people projecting that onto him.
Yeah. I always struggled a little bit with the idea of like, oh, he's like, so, you know, he's still 6'4", but he just doesn't look it because he's like hunched over more or whatever. Like,
right.
You can still tell a guy's.
Say you
tall.
6'4" is very tall.
Like even if he's hunched, like he's still a head above everybody else.
Right, exactly.
So you know,
but a 6'1", but between a 6 and a 6'2", it's a little bit more.
Yeah, it's an average. I'm 6 feet. Like I'm an average height person.
Are you really 6 feet?
Yeah.
Huh.
But I hunch over because I'm not confident. But then when I'm super Frank, then I'm standing
when
tall.
When you're Frank Ramblings.
When I'm Frank Ramblings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You stand tall.
I stand tall
when you're typing on the computer.
Yeah,
as Frank Ramblings.
As I'm hunched
over. It's very opposite.
Yeah.
Opposite world.
I'll always remember going to Dragon Con in 2010 and seeing Lou Ferrigno there. And I'd seen him a couple other times, but this particular time, he was there and he had a tiny little one of those little netbooks, his tiny laptops on his lap. And this is huge Lou Ferrigno wearing glasses, hunched over his lap, typing, pecking on this little, like with his index finger,
that's
typing
awesome.
On this tiny keyboard of his tiny laptop, like answering an email to his daughter or something.
That's awesome.
Like,
it's like a giant. It's like a giant and a toy car.
Yes, exactly. Like he was hunched over like this, the Hulk, literally typing on his little laptop.
One finger at a time.
One finger at a time.
Yeah, his hand wouldn't fit.
Yeah.
The hand is bigger than the thing.
Exactly, yeah. That was one of the
that's
funniest things
I've ever
seen.
Wicked funny.
So, the costume's great. I actually really, really like the costume. As you know, would I love to see the red trunks come back? Sure. But it's not coming back soon.
Really?
So I'd love to see the red trunks.
Why?
Because I like the red trunks. They're a tradition.
Yeah, no. That's
It's fine. Not a complaint though. I mean,
that's funny. I've never really, you don't see that many people talk about like missing the trunks.
Go to the Superman homepage.com and places like that. There are plenty of people talking about missing
the trunks. I don't miss the trunks at all.
Yeah.
But I don't miss those trunks on any hero.
Oh, okay.
It's not like it's a strictly Superman thing.
Sure.
Like, I think that color needs to, like, it broke up characters' uniforms nicely, but it's underwear.
Whatever.
Yeah. The reason why that exists is lost to time. And by lost to time, I mean it's just not a thing that anybody does anymore.
No, it's true. It's true.
Yeah. So, in case people don't know, they either wore the red trunks because Superman is based off of a strongman from a circus who they would wear a leotard like that, and that's where the red trunks come from. And every superhero after Superman is modeled off of him, and so that's why they wore trunks. The end. But then someone was like, "Hey,
it's 2011.
We don't actually need these anymore." Right.
Right. But I love the costume as it is. I'm a fan of it. I'm glad. I like where they're going with it.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing him act the part, because not just because you look it doesn't mean you can act it. But I have full confidence in the producers of the show.
David Rappaport casting has not led us astray yet on the show.
No, it hasn't. So I'm looking forward. And I think we talked about this already, but I saw another official confirmation that Cat Grant is returning.
Yes. She's going to be back. She's going to be a recurring character. So when we're looking at the way TV shows and the way they talk about their cast members, you've got recurring cast members are the ones that are, you know, maybe they're in half the episodes or something like that. Then you've got series regular, and those are the ones that are in, you know, just about every episode. So, you know, Melissa Benoist and the cast members we saw in every episode last season, they would be they're series regulars. Jeremy Jordan, Mikad Brooks, those guys, series regulars. Somebody like Laura Benanti last season was recurring. She was in every other episode or so or something like that. So Cat Grant will be a recurring. Clarissa Flockhart will be a recurring cast member this season. I think largely realistically because she couldn't move to Vancouver or wouldn't move to Vancouver.
I'm going to say couldn't. Makes it sound better than
sure.
I won't move.
I mean, she could, but she chose maybe, not. She's maybe. Choosing not to. She has her life in L.A.
Yeah, she has her life in L.A.
I'm not criticizing. I'm just saying she didn't want to move.
Children
better,
and all that stuff. Yeah.
That's fine. But her reasons are her own. That's fine.
And the reason is that Kara also... Kara.
Yeah,
of my green tea.
There he goes.
She got promotions. Doesn't need to deal with Cat
exactly
in the same way.
Exactly.
So
it's like, you know, you get promoted. You don't see your old boss as much.
That's right. It'll mean more when she's there.
I think so too. And we'll have so it won't be Cat Grant Quote of the Week anymore. I guess we'll still call it that, but it won't be every week anymore. But in her place. Will be Snapper Carr.
Right. Maybe there'll be a Snapper Carr Quote of the Week.
Maybe there will.
Snapper Carr's pretty snappy.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
The Snapper Carr snapping at me. Of snappy snap.
We'll work on
snappy
it.
Snappy snapper.
Okay, yeah.
Work in progress.
Yeah. We'll work on
Let's
it.
Let's call that a draft.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to, when we release it, it's going to be just that clip of you going every week.
Every time. That's
snappy,
the intro
snap,
to the segment.
Snap, snappy, snap, snap. Snappery.
Red snappy.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. I'm just going to break that down.
Yeah,
good.
Okay, cool. And then by the time the clip is done, it's like, oh, we don't have time for the actual segment. Actually, that's
oh,
the whole
no.
thing.
Oh, well.
So, yeah, that will be fun. Snapper Carr is a character from the comics. He'll be making his debut on the show this season. I'm not sure which episode he's going to be in, but I imagine right from the start, but who knows. I would like to see, like, Cat introduce him or something, and then that's like, you know.
And then she's gone till the finale. No, I'm
no,
just
no, but no, you know, till an episode or two down the line.
Yeah.
So he'll be. It's hard to say exactly, but he'll be a big wig at Catco, and probably Kara's new boss, but hard to say.
I thought it was confirmed that he's her
he
new boss.
He is Kara's new boss?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, it was implied, but I hadn't seen confirmation.
Yeah.
So.
She's not her own boss, despite the
oh,
fact
no,
that she
no,
could pick
yeah.
her own job.
That is true,
yeah.
Yes.
And so, and Supergirl arrived on the CW on Monday night.
Yes.
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 Two episodes per week on Monday mm-hmm. night mm-hmm. until the premiere, I would imagine.
I think, yeah. I'm not sure how the math works out there. I haven't actually looked at the calendar, but they'll be doing two every Monday going forward from here on out. until they run out of episodes, basically. It was a lot of fun. We were live tweeting, and we had a lot of fun with a lot of folks that I hadn't seen before on Twitter, people who weren't watching it on CBS. A lot of people saying this was their first shot at the show.
That's interesting.
I know.
Maybe they're excited by the prospect of the shared universe, and so they're hopping on.
I guess, and if they're watching
the other ones, they're like, well, should watch Supergirl.
Might as well watch this one,
maybe
too.
They heard great things. Who's to say,
who's to say?
Probably you, because you talked to them, but who's to say?
Yeah. But I was glad to see it. A lot of excited people. Hopefully it keeps up. If you've been watching, or you did watch on Monday, or you want to, and you want to catch up, even a rewatch, whatever, tweet along with us. We're always on the hashtag Supergirl, and people are using hashtag Supergirl CW last night, so we did that as well. But last night, as we're recording this, that is. Be sure to tweet along with us, and that'd be a lot of fun. I'd love to, the more the merrier.
Mm-hmm.
And the episodes are also available, my understanding is, on the CW app.
The CW seed.
Yeah. So you can, I think they're going to be putting them on there as they air on Mondays. So, you can follow along that way too. But lots of fun, lots of good stuff. But I think that pretty much brings us to the end of our updates, right? Any other items that you wanted to?
Not really. I really just wanted to talk about Superman
because
there was such an internet cry. We felt compelled to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
So
we had a look up in the sky.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so anyway, you can find us on Twitter at TV Supergirl. You can email us at supergirltvtalk at gmail.com. And all places that podcasts are found.
Yeah.
Right. iTunes,
Overcast, Stitcher.
All the stuff.
Satchel, all the places.
Yeah. Cool. Okay. Well, until next time.
Up, up, and away.